The lionfish is a spiny, venomous fish of contrasting red and white stripes that can grow to over a foot long. Native to the Indian and Pacific Oceans, their attractive colors, protruding spines along the back, and fins that cloak around the neck like a lion's mane make them a prized possession for aquarium owners and tropical fish farmers. But the desirability of this and other non-native fishes from around the world has resulted in an explosion of invasive fish in Florida waters. Amy Benson, a fishery biologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Gainesville, says the main culprit for the hefty number of invasives is pet releases.
I would have to say mostly through the aquaculture industry, as far as the number of species goes. Basically, kind of through the aquarium trade is a lot of it, unfortunately. They're brought in for the aquarium trade, and then owners release them. Yeah, so the owners are, you know, I guess more or less the culprit as opposed to the actual people who raise them.
Curator of exhibits at the Pier Aquarium in St. Petersburg, Butch Ringelspaw, says the lionfish is a prime example of how most non-natives arrive in Florida through the aquarium trade, where they are bought and eventually released as they grow in size.
They usually are sold in stores at a small size, and they look really cool. Everybody loves lionfish. They bring them into their home aquarium, and then once they grow quite large, they start eating all their other fish, and they can't handle buying more and more fish just to feed their lionfish, and they decide that they're just going to let them go.
Non-native aquatic organisms like the armored catfish of South America, the bullseye snakehead of Asia, and the spotted tilapia of Africa are spreading in range and escalating the risk of disrupting Florida marine ecosystems. Though such organisms are small in stature, they can create great ecological and economic destruction. Invasive fish can eliminate native species, push out important recreational fisheries by taking over territory and eating juvenile snook and red drum, and cause millions of dollars in damages every year. According to the USGS Non-Indigenous Aquatic Species Program and Benson, Florida is second only to California in the number of non-native fish species reported in its waters.
The number of freshwater species that have been introduced in Florida is about 117 or so. Those are all foreign species. So there's about 117 foreign species that have been introduced to Florida. And out of those 117, roughly 50 or so have become established.
But, Benson added, it's hard to count the exact number of all non-native fish, both fresh and saltwater, inhabiting Florida. Once released, certain species survive and thrive in its new environment, reproducing quickly and changing the delicate balances of ecosystems. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, they outcompete or prey on native species, infect fish with parasites and diseases, and in the case of electrical eels, piranhas, freshwater stingrays, and lionfish, can directly harm humans. State agencies and programs exhaust money and resources to combat the rising threat of aquatic invasives, such as by legally introducing exotic fish as biological controls, to preventing the escapes in the first place through public education and coordination. Ringelspaw says many experts agree that prevention is most important, because once a species escapes and reproduces in Florida waters, it is nearly impossible to stop the spread and manage.
Once they can get their foot in the door in a non-native environment, it is very difficult to eradicate them, if that's even possible. So if we can educate the public on what species are acceptable for small home aquariums, then they will stop buying the species that are not acceptable. And once they stop buying those species, then the stores will stop buying those species. So those animals won't be collected from the wild anymore, and we'll cut that problem right from the bottom.
Benson stressed that this is truly a problem in which the public must be involved with to help reduce future impacts.
You know, the public needs to be on board with this, you know, 100% as far as, you know, like releasing things. So I think if we get the public on board and kind of show them that there are impacts when you release something, and people are not doing the animal really any favors by releasing it to either the animal or to the environment, to the native species. So it's definitely a public issue that the public has to be on board with to help solve this problem.
To learn more about invasive species, visit our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, this is Matthew Simatile.